I had once a favorite black hen, a great beauty, as she was called by everyone, and so I thought her. Her feathers were so jetty, and her topping so white and full. She knew my voice as well as any dog, and used to run cackling and bustling to my hand to receive the fragments that I never failed to collect from the breakfast table for Yariko, as she was called. Yariko, by the time she was a year old, hatched a respectable family of chickens, little cowering, timid things at first, but in due time they became fine, chubby ones. And old Nora said, "If I could only keep Yariko out of the copse, it would do, but the copse is full of weasels and of foxes. I've driven her back 20 times, but she watches till someone goes out of the gate, and then she's off again. It is always the case with young hens, miss. They think they know better than their keepers, and nothing cures them but losing a brood or two of chickens." I have often thought since that young people, as well as young hens, buy their experience equally dear. One morning after breakfast, I went to seek my favorite in the poultry yard. Plenty of hens were there, but no Yariko. The gate was open, and as I concluded she had sought the forbidden copse, I proceeded there, accompanied by the yard mastiff, a noble fellow, steady and sagacious as a judge.